Well, we find ourselves in all manner of wonderful places, and we're actually in a church hall. Where are Media Chambers? Where are we?
We're just near the theatre.
Just near the theatre. And, of course, there is only one theatre actually be near, as far as Lincoln's concerned. That is the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. And we've got the manager and, indeed, owner of the theatre with us as well. Natalie, how are you?
Hello, lovely. I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent. Delighted to see you. And we find ourselves doing these radio gigs in the most unusual places, don't we?
We do. But we make them work, so it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Now, we're here to promote the awesome Easter pantomime, which is Alice in Wonderland. I see Alice is just to one side there. Sophie is all set and ready to actually psych herself up for another sensational way of rehearsals, etc. Really exciting that you've actually developed this Easter pantomime for the second year. It looks as though it could be a new tradition.
Yes, we hope so. It's something that originated at the theatre, I think it was 10 years ago, the last time that we had an Easter pantomime, and it's something that we wanted to bring back to the people of Lincoln. And yes, we're really, really excited. This adaptation is beautiful, full of wonderful songs, dance routines, very colourful characters, and rehearsals are going very, very well, so we're very happy.
Well, a consummate professional cast. Let's introduce the ones who are actually here, because it's always nice to find out that people are here in full force, etc. Natalie, would you like to introduce the terrific trio we've actually got here?
Yes, we have the fabulous Christopher Johnston here, who's playing the White Rabbit.
Now, is this the Christopher Johnston that we hear on very good authority once did the voice of Stewie in Family Guy?
For BBC Three, yes. I don't think Seth MacFarlane would be very happy to find that out, but...
I'll be asking you to do an ident for Siren on the basis of Stewie's routine.
I'll do anything for a fiver.
That's astounding. And, of course, we've also got the amazing...
Sophie Towns, playing Alice.
Sophie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And how does Alice compare with Wendy and Peter Pan?
Very different. I did Wendy a couple of years ago now, but playing Alice is such an amazing opportunity. Like I say, she's in Wonderland, so she's just got this huge imagination, so she's meeting all these wonderful characters, and yeah, it's just so much fun to play. I'm having a great time.
And presumably it's down the rabbit hole as opposed to flying in the skies to Neverland.
Exactly. I don't have to wear a harness for this one, which is nice, so...
Yeah. I don't know, it could be a different version of that.
Exactly.
And finally, Natalie?
And finally, the very, very talented Christopher Hayes.
Very talented Christopher Hayes.
Well, I think so. That's why I'm here.
And what do you portray in Alice?
I'm playing the Caterpillar and Tweedledee.
See, double whammy of joy from that perspective. Okay, I'm going to hand over briefly to Tessa, who's here. She's actually delayed her return to Glinton, little place just outside Peterborough, just to meet you guys. It's very awesome. And Tessa, I think, having now sort of put the voice of Peppa Pig to in your BBC sort of Radio 2 experience now to the voice of Stewie from Family Guy, it's astounding.
Well, it's incredible, really. I'm meeting all these voices, and you can kind of put...
Now, you're not saying he looks like Stewie from Family Guy, are you?
No, I'm not, because I did say that about... I'm not. No.
Just want to clarify that.
I'm at least a foot taller, I think.
Yeah, quite rightly so. Okay, Tessa, first question.
So how has all the sort of rehearsals been going? I mean, how does this compare to other shows that you've done as well?
I think it's a very smooth rehearsal period, mostly because the team at the New Theatre Royal have always been a lot of fun to work with, and we've got a lot of sort of carryovers as well from previous productions, the previous two Christmas shows, which is Cinderella and Aladdin. We have the fabulous Stuart Glover, who's our director. We've got a few cast members recurring. There's me. I'm pretty wonderful. But that kind of, there's an element of consistency that means that we just get stuck in immediately. So it's been smooth sailing.
Yeah, I mean, just the team are fantastic. I'm very happy to be making my debut as well at the New Theatre Royal. The theatre's amazing. And I'm just enjoying every minute with this cast at the moment. So.
Absolutely, I agree. Everybody's absolutely fantastic. Working with Chris, Alice, Pat and Ian is great. Stuart's fantastic director as well, working with Natalie as well. And all the staff at the theatre are absolutely brilliant.
Very impressive. Nicely. They're all actually giving the right answers. Those rehearsals paid off.
Without prompting. It's fabulous.
I did think the arm behind the back that you actually have involved, it's a bit harsh, but still.
I was only pinching him slightly. But no, the children as well, it's having local children perform. We have 20 children in the cast, 10 for each set, and they're doing a fantastic job. It's very intense. It's a week's rehearsals, and they're working very, very hard. And of course, Christopher is a local actor as well, so it's wonderful to bring in the sort of nearer community as well into the show.
I kind of want to know, you know, like before you go on stage, do you have a little handshake you do or a team, I don't know, in a circle?
This could be dangerous.
Yeah. Or are you planning on this?
we're on the
behind the scenes look.
Let's keep it PG.
Yeah. PC, I think, is what you're looking for.
PC, yeah.
Peachy is a different line. We don't want to go into it, Natalie. Not at this time of the day.
They usually have their own little, I don't know, handshake before they go on or, you know.
Exactly.
We tend to do it at the end. At the end of each show, it's like a big sort of cheer on stage to say, well done, gang, fantastic, fantastic show. So beforehand, people are usually last minute getting their mics on, you know, rushing to the toilet last minute. So I've forgotten this, I've forgotten that. Yeah, hopefully not on that one. But yes, it's generally after every show, everyone sort of gathers on stage and it's the big sort of celebratory cheer.
I mean, Sophie, have you developed any particular sort of routines as yet? I mean, is it high fives for everyone from that point of view?
I mean, like I say, everyone has different things. I think you do have the whole high five as people run on stage sort of thing, get everyone hyped up, or do the hands in the middle, like, and all that kind of thing. But yeah, just to keep the energy up, ready for opening night on Friday. So yeah, it's going to be...
Energy, all this energy. And obviously CBBC must have trained you very much in the art of actually dealing with questions like, so what are your funny routines?
Let me consult my CV. It's again, like, there's a big similarity to the world of like sort of children's entertainment within television and children's theatre. And that's the reason why I get involved with productions like this and enjoy it so much, is because if you can get any kid who is just curious about theatre to come in and have a look at it, maybe because they're like, oh, it's that bloke, I'll go and see it, or, you know, something like that, then it's totally worth it, because it's a whole, like, new world for them to find and see, and they'll get involved, and they'll have their own routines before they go on. And
it's almost as though you're becoming a patron saint to getting young people involved in theatre. You know, I mean, with the cathedral just up the hill there, I can sense a sort of magic coming across there. And we've been joined by someone else, Natalie, actually.
We have. We've been joined by Ian... Look at him shaking his head. Patrick Kearns and Ian Crowe.
That's the Patrick who I've seen his photographs of already. Been awesome from the Waterstones event, and of course Patrick, the creator, the great rabbit of the galaxy when it comes to Alice in Wonderland Easter pantomime.
I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I didn't write Alice in Wonderland, because that was Lewis Carroll.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I did adapt it, and I'm playing the March Hare, and who else am I playing?
The Queen of Hearts.
Yes. Hopefully I'll remember that on the night. So yes, looking forward to it.
It's going to be awesome, I can tell that. Tessa?
How do you go from playing one character to the other? I mean they're quite opposites, aren't they? So
I don't think he's bipolar, Tessa.
Well,
but you don't know.
How do you do that? Because you must have to get yourself obviously into character, going from one to the other, and they are quite different.
I have the interval.
Nice, good. Stanislavski would have been impressed with that. Take the interval. Pause.
3 years at drama school to get that answer. I'm quite lucky, because I only go from I play the March Hare in Act One and the Queen in Act Two, so I don't have to then go back. I don't go backwards and forwards. But Ian Crowe here, he is a chameleon. He goes from one character to another in a space of seconds.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
So Ian, talk us through this smorgasbord of characters that you actually adopt for the benefit of the theatrical audience.
Okay, well, I'm only playing the Mad Hatter and the King of Hearts, but they're very opposite characters, so it's quite easy to switch from one to another in a way.
And are you channeling any Johnny Depp, any inner Johnny Depp for the Mad Hatter, or is it just a case of, no, step away from that, I'm my own man, I am Ian?
yeah, definitely the latter. No, I'm not doing the Johnny Depp version.
It's just a thought. Natalie, I do get a sense that this is a winner right from the off. You must be very pleased with how it's all coming together. I mean, Patrick's quiz, really, it's like, loving it when a plan comes together, to quote the A-Team a few years ago.
Absolutely. Slightly nervous at first, thinking, okay, it took a year in the planning for Aladdin, having a couple of months to put Alice together. A little bit scared at first, but do you know what? These guys are incredible. They're very much part of the New Theatre Royal family. And brilliant team, the Worth Ethic, can't speak this morning, is brilliant. So, yeah, fantastic team. And it's all coming together very, very nicely. We're very excited for the start of the run on Friday.
Now, one thing we haven't mentioned, guys, I'm sure you've been way well aware of this, but we haven't actually done this on air as such, is we haven't congratulated Natalie for the fantastic award that the New Lincoln Theatre Royal have actually just won. So yeah. I think, can we all have a congratulations, Natalie, after three? One, two, three.
Congratulations, Natalie!
And the award is?
And the award is either the Family Tourism Award.
And whilst we've actually already done this warm-up exercise, I almost feel as though we should go into pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, but we won't do that as yet. Lincoln Imps at Wembley on the 8th of April, first time ever in 133 years. Can we actually wish them good luck? So we just say, come on, you imps. So one, two, three, from the cast of Alice in Wonderland at the New Lincoln Theatre Royal.
Come on, you imps! Woo!
Food to Shrewsbury.